Yeah, first half, they probably won the game. They're the better side in the first half, Chris. They could have been two up on out of sight. When we ran our luck a little bit, I thought the second half, yeah, the longer we stay in it, we will get a spell on top, and we did. But we just lacked the final finish. You know, we had a lot of half chances. Can't fault the lads for effort in the second half after the couple of weeks that we had. The last 2 weeks were horrendous with the injured bodies and the tired limbs. And I must give them huge credit for finding, you know, the energy out of somewhere to muster a second half, if you call it a comeback. But, like, we're limited to, you know, Tony McMahon had a great chance that was affected over. We needed something to fall away. I know Stephen McGuinness, the Bowes keeper, dropped one, but we had no one on the line, you know, to put it in. Saying that, we ran our luck to be only one down at half-time, Chris.
You now have three away games, one of them in the Cup, two in the League, then Derry City at home. We've said it from the word go, you know, every point is going to be hard to gain.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, look, we need to stay in the fight and not drift away, Chris, and that's the key to it. That's why if you got a result here today, you'd go a little notch up. We you know, the key to it last year was that we looked like we were going to drift away at the bottom, and eventually we kept intact right to the end of it. And if we can stay intact and not drift away, we've something to fight for, Chris. But we need something to turn for us. It fell for us in the Cup game, which we addressed last week, and, you know, on Monday, and I addressed that after the game, that it's just a pity, you know, it couldn't fall for you in a league game like today. But fair play to Bowes, they were the better side by a distance in the first half, and because of that they won the game.
And finally, you saw red, not happy with a few of the things.
I think the day of actually looking for a throw-in and a free kick are gone. I don't think now we can shout for anything. There seems to be a new sort of medium that, because there's nobody at the ground, you're not allowed to speak at all. In fairness to the referee, he didn't even see me, or hear me, I should say, call for it. But the fourth official was very, very busy. In fact, there's a trail beside our dugout there. The other dugout is quite, the grass is perfect in it, you know. But farcical, it's not about me. It certainly isn't about the officials. It's about Danny Grant or your Tony McNamee. That's what it's about today, Chris. But I think the fact that we came out and got nothing out of the game is really where our disappointment is.
And just one other thing, in terms of injuries and who'll be available for the Waterford game, you know, you're grappling with this all the time.
Yeah, at least we've 8 days to try and recover, Chris. You know, we'd 2 days in between games, 3 days, 4 days for this game. At least we've 8 days to try and recover, and we need that. And we need to be fair to them, they found the energy in the second half. I don't know where they found it from, because in the first half we were tired, we looked leggy, and with reason. The second half I found something out of somewhere, probably the fact mentally that we were still in the game, you know, but just like that little bit of quality in the last third with the few half chances, and that's all you get in this league. And I mean, in fairness to Bowes, in the second half they really didn't have an out-and-out chance, but they didn't need it. They'd already, you know, scored within the first half.